Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Dobrodošli na našem nedeljskem programu. Hvala, da ste žrtovali svoj čas, da pridete, energijo, da pridete. Even under, celo pod dežem, under the rain. Kako? V težjih okoliščinah dežja. Okay. So now we will try to make another rain of philosophy, philosophical rain. And maybe even some rain connected with the mercy of Krishna and method for advancement. You will be happy to know that what we have just performed also was a sacrifice of chanting of the Maha Mantra, chanting of the holy names. And you're just using your legs to come here also is a sacrifice, which is Tirtha Yagya, coming to a place which is connected with spiritual life. And before our discussions, we usually chant a mantra, famous mantra, to indicate the spiritual goal of our discussion. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Today we have put a verse on the board which comes highly recommended. It speaks about happiness. Happiness now and in the future, and the reason why we don't have happiness sometimes, either now or in the future. And one special feature of this verse is that it is extremely short. So if you want to learn verses in Sanskrit, then this is an important verse which is giving an important information which can be used in many different circumstances, but it's easy to learn. So let us chant this verse. Nayam lokostya yagyasya. Nayam lokostya yagyasya. Kuto nyakurusattama. Kuto nyakurusattama. Nayam lokostya yagyasya. Kuto nyakurusattama. And maybe we can even read word for word. Na,
na,
never.
Never.
Ayam,
this.
Lokah,
planet.
Asti,
there is.
Ayagyasya, for one who performs no sacrifice.
Kutah,
where is.
Anya,
the other.
Kurusattama,
oh, best among the Kurus. So Srila Prabhupada translates, O best of the Kuru dynasty, that's Arjuna, without sacrifice, one can never live happily on this planet or in this life. What then of the next? Maybe we can chant it one more time and then see if you have learned this verse already, because I'm sure that many of you have already memorized this verse. So I will chant it one more time and then we will see. Nayam lokostya yagyasya kutonyah kurusattama. And somebody would try. Nayam lokostya yagyasya kutonya kurusattam. Very good. Haribo. Yes. Somebody else. Nayam lokostya yagyasya kutonya kurusattam. And somebody else learned. You want to try? Nayam lokostya yagyasya kutonya kurusattama. Yes, congratulations. You see, it's easy and quick. You can learn Bhagavad Gita verses in just 1 minute, actually. Like this. And in the end of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that just hearing Bhagavad Gita, just studying Bhagavad Gita, just repeating Bhagavad Gita is already jnana yagya, or sacrifice of knowledge. Sacrifice of knowledge. So just today we were studying the fourth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Transcendental Knowledge. This is this chapter. And in this chapter, Krishna tries to convince, to explain to Arjuna how Arjuna can perform his duty as a sacrifice. So Arjuna is in a difficult position. The whole Bhagavad Gita begins from difficulty. Actually, the first chapter is called Yoga of Dejection or Depression. Arjuna Vishada Yoga. Arjuna Vishada Yoga. Vishada is depression or sadness. But even this sad position can be used for spiritual advancement if we approach the source of spiritual knowledge as Krishna. So, what was Arjuna's depression or dejection or sadness? He was in the beginning of the war. And of course, this is a very big story, Mahabharata. Actually, even the story is called Big Story, Mahabharata. Big story about Bharatas, Mahabharata. It's very deep. It has a lot of very deep points. And Bhagavad Gita is part of Mahabharata. Actually, Bhagavad Gita is right in the middle of the Mahabharata. So Mahabharata has a lot of dramatic points. You have kings, you have intrigues, you have love, you have different planets, you have interplanetary travel. You have Star Wars also. Actually, Star Wars is just a little chapter from Mahabharata. I think you don't have Star Trek, though. That's but Star Wars you have. It's there. Actually, you know, Star Wars, that's George Lucas, right? He was consulting an expert in India. What's his name? Joseph Campbell. He actually constructed the whole, trying to take a lot from Mahabharata, Ramayana, and we have a whole book by Satyaraj called Jedi in the Lotus. It was available for free on Amazon. He was offering it. So Mahabharata is a big story with a lot of different topics. And in the middle of this Mahabharata, we have this war. So obviously, without some conflict, there is no story. Even comedy has to include conflict. Every comedy has a conflict. Actually, there is no story without a conflict. So we have a conflict also here. And what's the conflict? We have a conflict between some blind, he's mentioned in the first verse, some blind king who is blind not only physically, but mostly he's blind morally, ethically, and spiritually. So what does he do? Even though the kingdom, he has to take care of his nephews, the Pandavas. They are his nephews, yes? And what thought comes to your mind when I say uncle or auntie? What is, do you have some associations if I say auntie or uncle? Huh? Family? Protection? What is it? Chocolate, yes, exactly. That's bonbons, gifts, something, right? Uncle, who? What is uncle? Uncle, he comes and says, oh, here's something for you. Or auntie, right? Natural. But here, Dhritarashtra is the uncle, and what does he try to do? He tries to kill the Pandavas out of his unfair attachment to his sons, whom he tries to make the kings instead of the Pandavas. Not, you know, his sons are very envious, competitive with the Pandavas, and so they try to poison Bhima, they try to burn them, they try to send them to, in so many ways they try to destroy the Pandavas. So then the Pandavas are saying, okay, maybe you can give us at least they grew up, so they say, okay, maybe you can give us at least some little place to rule. You don't want to give us the capital, maybe you can give us some little place where we can rule. And the Kuru, Dhritarashtra and his sons, they decide, okay, we will give you a piece of desert. In Slovenia we don't have a desert. In Slovenia is just everything nice and beautiful and green, and it's a green capital of Europe and nice mountains. Okay, mountains, but mountains also are green, mostly, right? A little. So, Mahabharata says that the place that was given to them was useless. There was nobody there and nothing there. So they say, okay, you rule there. And Krishna said, you take it. So they took it, they went there, and then Krishna said, you do sacrifice. You do a lot of sacrifices, good sacrifices, and see what happens. So the Pandavas started doing sacrifices, Vedic sacrifices, and then what happened, that all the priests from all over the world started coming to take part in the sacrifices. And because of the sacrifices, in just a few years, the rain started coming, and this desert turned into something like Slovenia. It's green, lush, very beautiful. And it became so nice, Indraprastha. This is where we have Delhi now, nowadays. This is the place, Indraprastha. And it became so nice that when Duryodhana visited, he became envious. He thought, what is this? We gave them desert, and now it looks better than our capital. Hare Krishna.
Okay, it looks like my sacrifice has brought some flowers.
It's cool, okay. And what then Duryodhana invented? They invited Yudhishthira, they invited Pandavas for the game of chance, some kind of gambling, and they cheated. It was a cheating game, and they took away everything, and they sent them to the exile in the forest. Exile? How do you say exile?
Non-stop.
For some years. And then they came back, and then they said, okay, this is our kingdom, this is our heritage, and why don't you give us the kingdom? And they refused, and then they said, okay, maybe you can at least give us five villages, or one village at least, so we can, you know, this is okay, you don't want to give the kingdom? Okay, at least one village. And Duryodhana says, I will not give you even enough land to stick one needle. He was a, you know, really nasty guy, Duryodhana. Even one needle, not enough to put one needle, because he has sin, you know. He thought, okay, I will give them one place for one needle. They will put their one needle, they build something above, and they will make it again better than my kingdom. Anyway, Krishna could help with this, of course. And then everybody told the Pandavas, okay, then now it's like some terrorists. It's the unconstitutional coup d'état. Seizing some terrorists seized the power, and then they say, okay, we will rule. We captured, we will rule. So everybody told the Pandavas, and everybody loved the Pandavas. The Pandavas were very pious. So everybody told the Pandavas, okay, now you have to try to threaten, give the ultimatum to the gurus that if you don't give us at least some land, we will start a war. We will ask our friends to help us. And Krishna himself went to convince Duryodhana, and when he came, he even showed that he is God. He showed his universal form. He showed his huge, mystical, amazing form. And still Duryodhana refused. Duryodhana, Dhritarashtra, everybody refused on that side. So then, okay, then everybody, all the sages, all the saints, everybody came. And the saints came to Duryodhana, like Maitreya and some others. They came to him and they said, okay, you give the kingdom to the Pandavas. They refused, the saints. And so then the saints said, okay, then we curse you that you will be all defeated in the war. There will be war, you all be defeated. So even saints said, okay, there will be a war that will that you will be defeated. So then we see that Bhagavad Gita begins here, that all the armies have come to the battlefield and everybody is prepared. Krishna is there. And this is a big story, Mahabharata. You can have how many episodes do we have in the latest version of Mahabharata? Anybody has seen this this movie, a TV series, or knows? Some places it's extremely popular. 100? In the old one, yeah. One devotee said that when they show, on TV, when they show Mahabharata, then for this time nobody plans anything, not a wedding, not a nothing, because nobody will come in India. I guess. 246. Wow, 246. Thank you. Thank you, Radha Govinda. Radha Govinda Prabhu knows everything. 246 episodes. So obviously you can imagine we can cannot tell everything that's there, and so Arjuna tells Krishna, okay, I think I better renounce. I don't need the kingdom. I don't want the kingdom. I better renounce this kingdom. I don't need to fight. What's the point of fighting? Okay, they are rascals, but still, they are my cousins. Why should I kill them? Let them enjoy. And better I go to forest, renounce everything, and just practice spiritual life. So then Krishna teaches the whole Bhagavad Gita. That's how the whole Bhagavad Gita begins. So he explains that you cannot actually become free from karma, free from reactions, free from this material world, just by going away somewhere, just by going to the forest or stopping your work. So Purnachandra Maharaj explains how it would happen. He says, if Arjuna went to the forest, if Arjuna went renounced the battle, he went to the forest, Krishna says at the end of the Bhagavad Gita that Arjuna, if you fight as service to me, if you fight as a yogi, if you fight doing this as a sacrifice for spiritual advancement, everything will be good for everybody. But if you don't, he says, you will conquer all the obstacles by my grace, by my mercy. But if you don't, if you refuse out of the false ego, you will be forced to fight anyway by your nature. Your nature will force you to fight anyway. But then it will not be done as a sacrifice. It will not be done as an act of yoga, bhakti yoga or karma yoga. And Purnachandra Maharaj says, look, just see, Krishna does not need to convince Arjuna to fight. He speaks Bhagavad Gita not to convince Arjuna to fight. Because some people think, oh, Bhagavad Gita urges one to go and fight. No, no, it's not about this, because Arjuna would fight anyway. It's just that this extreme example has been chosen. Even such an extreme example has been chosen by Krishna to show that even such a thing can be done as yoga, as bhakti yoga, devotional service, and a sacrifice. So Purnachandra Maharaj explains, because Arjuna would fight anyway. Purnachandra Maharaj said that Arjuna would sit in the forest, om, 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 and then he would see, you know, some people coming from the village, and the people would be distressed. He would say, what's happening? And they would say, oh, Duryodhana is so cruel, Duryodhana is so greedy, Duryodhana is taking so much tax, Duryodhana is doing some crazy things. And then he would see some sadhus being some monks being offended, insulted, some exploited. He would see some injustice, and then finally Arjuna could not tolerate. He would say, this is too much, this is not good. Hey, everybody, let's go throw this Duryodhana out. Yeah. And he would again anyway collect everybody, and he would do the same work. But he would do this under pressure of his own nature. Maybe good nature, but still under his nature. Whereas here, Krishna says, you better fight doing this as yoga, doing this as a sacrifice. And so he explains that everything should be done as a sacrifice. He says that in the third chapter, famous verse, Yagyarthat karmanon yatra lokoyam karma bandana tadartam karma kaunteya mukta sangha samachara. So work done as a sacrifice for Vishnu has to be performed. Otherwise, work causes bondage in this world. So he says, you should do everything as yagya and as for the Lord as a sacrifice. So now, in the fourth chapter, it is expanded how different things can be done as a sacrifice. Who has seen a fire sacrifice? Here in the temple sometimes we have fire sacrifices. We hang special thing there. And then we have a little fire, and we throw grains into the fire. I mean, there's a whole process how you do this. You put some clarified butter into the fire. And usually when we say sacrifice, people think, okay, this is, you know, fire sacrifice. And every religion has some sacrifice. And people sometimes misunderstand. They think that sacrifice means, like some religions describe, sacrificing animals. Sacrificing animals. And some people even think sacrificing humans. This is the usual. This is how usually you criticize others. You say, you know, they secretly sacrifice people. Oh no! Yes, nobody knows. I remember in our temple in our BBT temple in Lithuania, we had Sunday program and it was some festival, and so I forgot what the exact occasion was, but we had some fire sacrifice in the temple, which was, of course, interesting, because usually we don't see very often fire sacrifice, normally. So, therefore, some guest came, and there was one devotee greeting him, and he said, oh, please come. You know, today, it's very good you came, because today we have a fire sacrifice. It's very nice that you came. You will. It's very good. Please come, and we will show you the sacrifice. And he said, "Yeah, okay. You know, I have to hurry somewhere. I will come some other day." He had some wrong idea about sacrifice. even though animal sacrifice is not recommended. Mahabharata describes that whenever animal sacrifice is mentioned, it means usually it means the figure of an animal made of some flower should be offered in a fire. This is what Mahabharata says. And in some really, really old times, even if some animal sometimes was sacrificed, then the brahmanas sometimes were able to demonstrate how they bring the animal back to life. So even animal sacrifices are not recommended. So what is the sacrifice? Okay, so sacrifice means we say that we offer something to God, and we can use fire as the transportation. You know, we sort of renounce, we say, okay, we burn it, we give it away. It's the classic fire sacrifice. And let it be given to God, to the Supreme Lord. So here, Krishna tells Arjuna, okay, Arjuna, you should do your fighting as a sacrifice. So you use your bow, Gandiva bow, famous Gandiva bow, as the sacrificial spoon. And your arrows will be the offering, the ghee. And the fire will be the Kaurava army. So with the spoon of the Gandiva bow, you offer the ghee of your arrows into the fire of the army of the Kauravas. So Arjuna says, wow, I never heard about such a sacrifice. How do you... I thought only you offer, you have fire and you offer butter into the fire. So Krishna says, no, there are many sacrifices. You can offer so we have a whole, today we were discussing, we have a whole list of different offerings. You can offer the functions of your senses, actions of your senses, into the controlled mind, the fire of the controlled mind. You can offer austerity. So with austerity, you offer comforts into the fire of controlled desires. You can offer your intelligence by studying holy texts And this is Jnana Yagya. By studying holy texts, just as we are doing now, or we have been chanting, this is a sacrifice of intelligence, sacrifice of learning. You can sacrifice breath, as you know that some people do pranayama, breathing sacrifices, and through that you can offer outgoing breath into the incoming. We did the experiment. Usually we do the experiment. We can do it right now. Yeah? So you can now inhale and then exhale and not breathe and stop. Do not inhale. So you have just offered your apana into prana. You have just offered your outgoing breath into the incoming breath. Yeah, so prana is, there are different life airs. So prana wanted, I want oxygen, I want some nourishment. And you say, no. What you get is carbon dioxide. What you get is just apana, just the outgoing breath. That's a sacrifice. So now let's do the opposite. Now let us exhale, inhale, and wait. So exhale, inhale. So now you offered prana into apana. Apana wanted to push out the, you know, this carbon dioxide and other things, but you were still offering, you know, no, you take, you eat this prana, no, you keep the prana. And do you feel some a little extra peace in your mind? Does it shift some little change in the state of the mind? So you can see it influences our mind. So therefore some people like pranayama. That's why usually people who do some sports, they will also change other areas of their life. It influences. So Krishna says you can offer, you should offer everything. You should do everything as a sacrifice. And he says without sacrifice, you cannot get anything in this world. And people know that, for example, you want money, you should work. You offer work. You offer something. If you want to get a good work, you should sacrifice your time for education. If you want education, you sacrifice your play to study. Even to play, you have to sacrifice the freedom and accept some rules. Like in football, you cannot take the ball with your hands. It's a limitation. So you sacrifice, you accept some rules, then it's fun. Then it's more interesting. Even for the play. So sacrifice is everywhere. Even in simple things in this world. Everything in this world. Even to just have a relationship, you have to, you know, tolerate the other person. And forgive and listen and say good words and so forth. So even in this world, there is no happiness without sacrifice. What to speak about the next world? What to speak about higher planets? What to speak about spiritual advancement? So Krishna asks Arjuna, please do everything as a sacrifice. So you can see everything can be, you can see how there is fire, there is offering, and you are the priest. There can be a spoon with which you offer. And so you can meditate, okay, I'm doing a sacrifice for God's pleasure, for Krishna's pleasure. And then everything becomes yoga, at least karma yoga. This is called karma yoga, when you do your work for God's pleasure. And this is my purpose, to do everything, our whole day, everything we do, to do as yoga, to do at least as karma yoga, or better as bhakti yoga, loving devotional service. Of course, there is great help in the 11th canto says that the intelligent people in this age worship God primarily with Sankirtana Yagya. Shipanjadatva kijai, gornitaya kijai, yajanti hi sumedasa. You do the sacrifice which is mostly composed with what we are going to do right next after this. Chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this way you are using the spoon of your tongue to offer the butter of your nice sound vibration into the fire of what? Of controlled listening, maybe. But the Prabhupada says, so this is why we chant, we sing together, we chant individually. This is sacrifice of mantra yagya. And Prabhupada says we chant on the beats in the morning, and then we chant unlimited rounds in our mind. So this way you can chant mantras whatever you do. This way you sanctify, spiritualize everything throughout the day, whatever we are doing. So whatever we are doing inside, we can chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and it becomes spiritualized. So you are offering this as a yagya, accompanying this with the holy names. So this is Krishna's special technology that he gives. He says in the third chapter that in the beginning of creation, the Lord says to everybody,
Sahayagya praja srishtva purovacha prajapati anena prasagishyadvam eshavostishtaka maduk. In the beginning of creation, the Lord of all creatures sent forth generations of people and demigods with sacrifice, along with sacrifices for Vishnu, and blessed them by saying, Be thou happy by this yagya sacrifice, because its performance will bestow upon you everything desirable for living happily and achieving liberation. So it helps us to become detached, helps us to become spiritually advanced. It creates, Krishna explains it, deepens our spiritual understanding, knowledge. But even if somebody wants to enjoy, that also is the path. This also is the way how to achieve it. So your task is to do everything as a sacrifice. So you can decide what is your fire, where is your fire, where is your ghee, or a clarified butter that you offer, what's your offering, what's your spoon, and how do you offer. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Some questions or comments here? Doubts? Comments?
You mentioned that Pandavas went for the game of...
Gambling, yes.
Gambling. Game of chance. How come they were so pious and they knew that this gambling is not so beneficial, not so sure? They agreed to go and play.
Chance. Yes. Didn't they read Prabhupada's books? Didn't they read that it's bad? you don't go to casino. Strange. Well, they show why it is bad. You can see that the kings or warriors, basically warriors, they are allowed to break all the principles. I mean, all these rules for which limit our, which prohibit some of the activities. They basically are allowed. Like, for example, they are allowed to use intoxication. Because if you read, basically they are getting killed. They're getting chopped to pieces. Yeah, and there is, they go without sleep for days sometimes. So basically, they experience so much pain that to bring it back, somehow to normal, sometimes they are allowed to break some of these you know, bad memories, or that they are allowed to break the rules. But then you can see also that the stories will describe whenever they do break the rules unnecessarily or extraneously, there can be a very unpleasant reaction. So therefore, best to not go to the casino and not play the games of chance, because it can become addictive. I mean, it can destroy lives, as we know. Okay. Yes. Yeah, it's also part of the duty that whenever kings are challenged, they must accept the challenge.
Beg
pardon?
That means usually that just wants
to lie. Okay. But I understand here, as far as I know, we don't have kings. At least I don't see any crowns visible. So therefore, we have the principles which we follow. So no need to go to the casino. So we try to do everything as a sacrifice for Krishna, offering our time, offering our energy, offering our hearing into the controlled mind for Krishna's pleasure, and main thing, offering the holy names, in chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Harinam Sankirtan Yaga ki jai. Nidai Gaur Premanande. Hare Hare.